Hello, everyone. This is Jake Gross. In this podcast, I'm going to talk to you and demonstrate about the new procedure for installing DeckTalk Access 32. So, basically, for the last several months, I've provided DeckTalk Access 32 stuff on my website in the form of various forms of installation. Mostly the Dolphin installation program, but 4.41 was for while I was using the Willowpond setup thing, which worked, but it was a really basic thing. Like, it was 16-bit. You couldn't really do stuff in the registry. It wouldn't appear in programs and features, so it was a really basic thing. Dolphin was great, but it asked so many questions during the installation. And it attempted to load Orpheus and SAM, which not everybody needs. So this June, I was kind of messing around, looking stuff up, and I figured out how to use Advanced INF 2.5, which basically came with Windows 95 and is still included in modern versions of Windows. So I'm using the direct Windows Setup API, which is really cool. And it's really lightweight. So now, I've ported all my Eloquence stuff to that. I've ported VivaVoice. Well, VivaVoice was actually originally Install Shield, but I made it into I made version 4 into Dolphin, and then I made both 4 and 5. I eventually made those into Advanced INF. And I made, let's see, what else? True Voice, LNH, both the Centigram. Centigram's True Voice and LNH's TTS3000, and I kind of embedded TVENUA.DLL, which is a True Voice DLL from LNH, version 6 of True Voice, in that, and it also includes the American English version of True Voice that's embedded in LNH TTS3000, or Speech Connection V4, as it's known as when you use it with Savvy 4. And I also made an install script for Microsoft, kind of combining MSTTSL and MSTTSV into one exe. So the two scripts, MSTTSL.inf and MSTTSV.inf, in the original installers, I combined them into one, so those two scripts will be run one after another. First MSTTSL, and then MSTTSV. Now, basically, I made install scripts for DeckTalk 4.51 and 4.60. 4.41, I'm still trying to, figure it out, because the thing is that it relies on an INI called JDBDeck32.INI, and I made it DeckTalk 4.5 and 4.6 installed to a folder called C:\DeckTalk. Now, 4.41 installs to C:\Deck32, so if you wanted to upgrade, it would be kind of complicated, but I could modify the INI, but basically, I'll eventually make an install for 4.41, so I just haven't gotten to it yet.
Windows 98.
Yeah, because another thing is, let's say your boot drive is different. Let's say you're booting off of drive F or drive E or whatever. I mean, the thing is that I like to preserve timestamps. And timestamp of the INI is in 2001, so I'm still debating on whether I should make an install for this. I know that's kind of stupid, but, that's just me. Anyway, let's get to the point of this podcast. Let's install DeckTalk Access 32 on Windows 98, because I tested it under the NT architecture, which is basically modern Windows. I tried XP in 2000. Everything installed just great, but on 9X, the INF file, I had to have a section called source disks files and source disks names that only Windows 9X uses. So anyway, I'm gonna press Control G. Now I'm gonna press Escape. I think it's probably asking for the time or something. Just press Escape again and again. That's Windows 98. Now let's start JAWS. And if you're wondering, this 98 VM is the one from Europod, because that one, well, does not have a trace of Access 32 on it.
Caps lock off. Caps lock off.
And just make, yeah, make sure the recording's still going.
Windows, Audacity on that.
Yep.
Windows 90, pain.
Anyway, JAWS is starting up. It's my brother in the background, so.
JAWS for Windows is ready. Taskbar, my computer, okay. Elevator, demo. Tab, activation, no, tab, exit, space. Desktop, the move from items, press left or right arrow, my computer,
okay.
Demo.
Let's go to Internet Explorer and download the file.
Start menu, the move from items, press left, okay, favorite submenu, doc, program sub, access, C, Google, JAWS 60, start, enter, Windows, explore, MS, Internet Explorer, enter, leaving menus. Start button, Internet Explorer, network, neighborhood, recycle bin, demon tools, Google 3, installed. Internet connection wizard dialog. I want to sign up for a new internet account. Left fair in my. I want to transfer my existing. I want to set up my internet connection manually, or I want to connect through. Enter. If you have an internet service provider account, you can use your phone line and the modem to connect to it. If your computer is connected, I connect through a local area network. Left fair and land right there. Enter. Select the method you would like to use to configure your proxy settings. If you are not sure which option, enter. An internet mail program is installed on your computer. Internet mail allows you to receive and send email messages. To successfully set up your internet mail account, you must have already signed up for an email account with an internet service provider. No radio button. Enter. Complete the internet connection wizard. You have successfully completed. Enter. Taskbar. To move from items, press left or right arrow. Zero.
Yeah, I was quickly going to the Internet Explorer, the Internet Setup 6%. Wizard thing. And I'm going to...
Alt-D, 11%. Escape.
Hang on.
Tab, 100%. 82/C22C7.
Whatever.
Alt-D. Escape, http://. Control, open dialog, type the Internet, G-R-O-S-S-G-A-G, period, C-O-M/T-T-S/. Enter. Address edit combo. http://www.msn.com/runes.ask. 0 items. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value. 1%. This page will automatically refresh in 1 second. Tab parent directory link. Tab parent direct. Tab artist.7. Tab DeckTech software. Enter. Welcome. DeckTech software. manual/index.
Now I'm going to install DeckTech 4.5 because, you know, 4.4 and 4.6 were the popular Access 32 versions due to 4.4 was popular because of Hannah Joyce's JAWS 3.3 and GW Micro's window old versions of Window Eyes. 4.60, well, is still in modern versions of Window Eyes, but it also was included with Kurzweil 1000. That was the version you saw me use in my podcast I did last December. So this is going to be 4.51, and that was included with Window Bridge. And ironically, it's the smallest DeckTech DLL I ever saw, and it's just interesting. At some point, who knows, I might get DeckTalk 5.0 to work with to work as an Access 32 version for JAWS. I mean, that version really is so weird. That's a weird version. This is HLSyn, anyway.
Tab, parent directory, tab, add to the tab, manual, tab, DeckTalk, tab, DeckTalk, underline, speed, underline, window, tab, DC451.xlink.
I'll press enter on that.
Enter. Save this program to disk radio button, check, tab, OK button to activate, press space, shift, tab, save this program to disk radio, tab, OK button, enter. Save as dialog. Shift tab. List view. Not selected. Graphic 612. My computer. 106. My documents. Enter. List view. Not tab. Tab. Save as type code. Tab. Save button. To enter. Close this dialog box. When download completes. Checkbox not checked. To check. Press space bar. Alt-C.
And also, this includes SAPI support. Or will this one install SAPI version? I don't remember. It's SAPI 3 or whatever. But it will install SAPI support on your system. If you uninstall it, it will remove SAPI support. I mean, I made it do that because, you know, I want to make my own star do the exact opposite of the uninstall of the installer as much as possible. So if you wonder why SAPI support is gone, just you could download it by downloading svchapi.exe. Anyway, let's see what our download is.
Download complete dialog. Graphic 980. Tab. Open button to activate. Press spacebar. Alt-O.
And I'll press enter.
Enter. The top 4.51 dialog. Do you wish to install the top yes button to activate? Press spacebar.
Now asking. I mean, it's not really showing any next button or anything. It's only asking if I want to install it. I'm going to press enter. And hopefully this works just fine under the 9X architecture. If it doesn't work, I have to modify some code. You might be able to see me do that. This doesn't work, but let's just press enter and see what happens.
Enter, 8%. The top 4.51 dialog. Cancel button to activate press spacebar. LC, 98%. 99%. Index of slash TTS slash tech software manual dash Microsoft Internet Explorer. Cancel button to activate press spacebar. Index of slash TTS slash tech software manual dash Microsoft Internet Explorer. Copy and files dot dialog. Source colon destination colon destination colon. Cancel button to activate press spacebar. 53, 59%, 74%, 85%, 100%. Cap extract dialog. Extracting files dot. Extracting files dot. Progress bar. 83%. Computer, FS meter, demo, humans, star, permit, floor, cap extract. Index of slash TTS slash tech software manual dash Microsoft Internet Explorer. Index of slash TTS slash tech software manual. DT451. Visit link to activate press spacebar. The top 4.51 dialog. The top has been installed. Okay button to activate press spacebar. Enter. Index slash TTS slash tech.
Now, if we don't get that cap extract thing is. Okay. So, iExpress, when you build your script, you can't have folders inside folders. And this installs an example song, the sample source code for the programs and stuff that you get when you installed your old Dolphin stuff for me. You also get your manual and your include files. I mean your samples and include those developer, but you know, I mean, I care about both users and developers. So basically, it extracted the contents of two cabinet files I created with CabPack. I did a podcast on that a while back. I didn't actually append the exes to the cabinets to reduce download size. And another plus of doing that, I just also discovered that Extract 32, the cabinet extraction engine, is built into Windows, or it's an exe that comes with Windows, so I don't need to include it in my distribution, or even append the exe to the cabinet. All I really need to do is, in the install script, use a function I defined called run, or post setup commands. The post setup commands function in that install script is called run, and run. In the section called run, I told extract32 to extract the contents of examples.cab to C colon backslash deck talk backslash examples and samples.cab to C colon backslash deck talk backslash samples. Oh, that was my brother, touch. And I also made the uninstall portion of this delete all the files that have been extracted because I had to. Well, I didn't really enter the files manually by hand. I used a directory listing thing, like dir space greater, or dir space slash b space greater space print.txt in all the folders that had a lot of files, or I was too lazy to input the name to myself, and I would copy the contents of that text file into my INF script and delete the unnecessary files like print.txt or whatever else was in the folder that would not be included in the cabinet file or distribution or whatever. And basically I compiled, when I was all done with it, I compiled it into an exe, ran it under my computer, and it installed. I installed it. It removed everything that had been installed, even from the contents of the cabinet files, because in uninstalling, I also discovered that I can call the same that I can make my uninstaller call the same function as the installer. Like, let's say, for DeckTalk, I made a function called DeckTalk, which will copy, and what DeckTalk does, it copies all the files that are in that section to the system, Windows system directory. So I wrote a line of code, like, DeckTalk equals 11, which 11 is the number identifier for the system directory, and in DeckTalk I listed the files that I wanted to be copied into the system directory. But in my uninstaller, I made dev files equals DeckTalk comma says, which is the file. So copy files will call DeckTalk, and delete, and del files will delete DeckTalk. I mean, I know I'm rambling on about this, but it's just, I just felt like a haddish on my experiences for this. Like, porting all my stuff to advanced INF 2.5 was, like, amazing. It's amazing. Like, I may not use Dolphin anymore for my stuff. I may just use advanced INF 2.5 because it doesn't try to load Orpheus or SAM or ask a whole bunch of questions or whatever. It's really, it's like simple to use by the user's point of view, but as a development thing, it can get kind of difficult because the thing is, it doesn't really let you know if there's an error in your install prompt. It just won't run. So that's kind of a disadvantage. Anyway, let's see. I'll press
F4, menu bar, file, navigate, press left or right, Alt F4, S6.0, Alt Tab, JAWS, Alt Tab.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to explain all with all the INF stuff, but there's probably more, but, you know. Anyway.
Windows R, run dialog, type the name of a G, W, D, E, C, 3, 2, enter, desktop, list new.
Now, the desktop thing is authorized, or I start the desktop program. Anyway, I'm going to add it as a synth in JAWS.
Start menu, Windows update, my, navigate, press up or down arrow, W. Favorite submit, document sub, program submit, C, WinRAR, JAWS, Google free sub, tool sub, FS meter demo, tool, Donald D, ILM authorization, URI, installation maintenance, I, enter, leaving menus, start button, network, nature code, recycle pin, demon tools, Google free, install shield wizard dialog, JAWS setup is preparing the install shield registered wizard, which will guide you through the rest of the setup process, please wait, cancel button to activate, press spacebar, my 1%, Google free, install, my network, nature code, recycle pin, demon tools, 86%, 98%, 99%, 100%.
Cap, sock off.
JAWS 6.0 install, JAWS 6.0 install dialog, welcome, we have repair, modify, ready, enter, JAWS 6.0 level 1, levels, level, accent, S, Apollo, Arctic, Adapter, Raylan, Dick Dog, enter, JAWS 6.0 install dialog, primary speech, sim, no speed, eloquence, enter, JAWS 6.0 install dialog, additional enter, JAWS 6.0 install dialog, setup status, my computer, FS reader, demo, my doc, JAWS 6.0 install dialog, maintenance comp, enter, FS reader,
and JAWS is starting
up again. Off.
JAWS for Windows is ready, taskbar, my computer, tab, activation, help, tab, space. Taskbar to move from Alt-Tab, JAWS, Alt-Tab, menu bar options, new language, menu, JAWS, change, language menu, Sappy 4, Sappy 5, no speech, the Cog Access 32 software.
100% enter.
Leaving menus. Menu bar, menu, voice it, options, menu globe, enter, leave, rate, colon, punctuate, person, colon, combo box, Paul.
1 of 9, Betty.
Harry.
Frank.
Dennis.
Kit. Ursula.
Rita.
Wendy.
Paul. JAWS.
Now,
menu bar, utility, language, all well, L.
Let's see what, let's actually try looking for a Sappy 4 synth.
Menu, change synth.
We've accessed the tool up here and there.
Synthesize, language, Sappy 4, Sappy 4, enter, leaving menus, JAWS dialog. There are no other supported Sappy 4 synths, enter, JAWS, my.
Wow, so it said no Sappy 4 synths. But we can always install, let's see. What do I know? That can support the deck,
Windows 9
deck talk thing.
Virtual machine set cross hard CD connect. Connect use ISO image browse rest. Browse for either 564 D. Make reload the Windows collab use system power level 2 local disk. Level $3 on RP group to talk to you. Users collab state Sirica pro pro top top pro scan comp. Items view list you. Item open book ISO 1 on 7 SP talking win 98 ISO win app ISO 6 windows ISO 7 on 7. Type. Items Tyler TTS. Items view O. Items view list. TikTok read. Hell ISO. HDR ISO 3 on 12. JFW ISO. Orpheus ISO. Orphic Prodi Paratop. Text Assist. Wendemo ISO. Window Bridge ISO 10 on 12. Y960 ISO 11 on 12. Type. ZT ISO 12 on 12. Type. ISO archive site.
Well, let me actually try installing. I'm going to try installing Zoom Text. Let's see how Zoom Text handles Access 32 in its Sappy form.
Item Tyler's utilities.
No, wait.
Item Tyler's utilities. Item O. Old. Item C. ZT. Virtual and app with OK button. Window. Yes, but no. Yes, but.
I'm going to write it. Yes, that's fine.
Windows. Pain.
And. It looks like.
Alt Tab. Windows R. D S E U P enter desktop list view not selected JAWS my options 1 of 10 to move to items use the arrow keys demon tools cucular 3 installed setup dialog Zoom Text Extra Trial Setup is preparing the Install Shield Wizard, which will guide you through the rest of the setup process. Please wait. OK button. To activate, press spacebar. My. 99%. 100%. Zoom Text Extra Trial. Zoom Text Extra Setup Dialog. This program will install Zoom Text Extra 7.0 on your computer. Please exit all other applications that are currently running. Disable Setup Dialog Box Announcements. Next Greater button. To activate, press Enter. Important Information Dialog. Please read these notes : Yes button. Enter. Zoom Text Extra Trial. Enter User Information Dialog. Enter. Select Product Level Dialog. Select the Zoom Text product level you wish to install. Integrated Screen Magnifier and Screen Reader. Select the Zoom Text product level you wish to install. List box. Level 2. 2 of 2. Enter. Select Synthesizer Type Dialog. Select the type of speech synthesizer you wish to use with Zoom Text : description dependent on combo box selection left. SSIL Synthesizer. Windows Sound Card.
See if Windows Sound Card will show us.
Enter. Zoom Text Extra Trial. Select Speech Synthesizer. X checkbox checked. Next Greater button. Tab. X checkbox checked.
It's going to install the password true voice. I'm going to uncheck
space,
all that.
Not tab. Checkbox not space. Checked space. Not tab. Checkbox not checked. Shift tab. Checkbox not 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 tab. Left back button. Tab. Cancel button. Tab. Next Great enter. Zoom Text Extra Trial. Choose Destination Location Dialog. Enter. Select Program Folder Dialog. Setup will add program. Enter. Zoom Text Extra Trial.
I'm not sure if this is going to work or not, but it's always worth a try.
The setup program will now test your display. Dialog. The setup program will now test your display. The setup program will now test your display. OK button. To activate, press Enter. Zoom Text Extra Hardware Profiler. Zoom Text Extra Trial. Checked. Shortcut Options Dialog. Place a Zoom Text. Enter. Zoom Text Extra Trial. Register with A². Dialog. Thank you for install. Enter. Button. To activate, press spacebar. Registration wizard left paren step 1 of 4 right paren dialog. Register by email, register by fax or escape.
No,
Zoom text tab. Exit button. Shift tab. X checkbox checked. To clear check tab. Exit tab. X checkbox tab. Exit button. Enter. Tab. Details greater. Shift tab. Close button. To activate space. All tab. Tab. All tab. Windows M. Desktop. Lisp. All tab. JAWS. All tab. Menu bar. Options. Escape. Windows M. Z. My computer. Zoom Text Extra. Trial. All tab. JAWS. All F4. Quit JAWS. Enter.
Let's see what this presents. The presenter. I'm already on the icon of presenter on Zoom Text Trial. I wonder if it'll not, I wonder what it's gonna do. It's just something, I don't know. Probably killed the VM. Zoom Text didn't support Access 32. But I don't know how it does. I mean, I guess I could have tried it with that, but sat before Deck Talk, as I mentioned in my previous Deck Talk podcast, is really unstable. Let's see. What did I... Yup, I think I killed the VM.
Windows.
Is this powered
VMware
off?
Power, Windows 98 VMware player, none.
Anyway.
Audacity,
I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast and enjoyed me kill Windows 98, which I guess I shouldn't have been surprised. Well, I'm not really surprised that I killed it, because 9X inherently is an unstable operating system because it's based on DOS. So that was clearly kind of expecting something weird to happen. So Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.